God put the stars in the sky to be beautiful and to please us, his beloved children. In his wisdom, he saw the need in the heart of man for beauty and wonder. Marvelous things he created, imparting himself into all of them for us to discover. I can't imagine, nor has God revealed to me the secrets of the Aurora Borealis. But if he appointed me to know, and I could get close enough, he would reveal to me the unimaginable wonders of his heart hidden there. I believe he hides his character and intentions in all things he has created. Why? Because the true heart of love desires to be involved with the object of its affection. Many of the hidden things of the Lord aren't hidden because we're too small to know, but because it is the hope of the Lord that we will go and search for him to know him. Psalm 19, 1-4. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows his handiwork. Day unto day utters speech, and night unto night reveals knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line has gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. Here is the word of the Lord. Listen, he says, I love you on days when you are perfect in my eyes, and on days when you wonder why you do the things you do. I love you when you are the strong center that calms others, and when you want to rest in the comfort of my embrace. I love you when you are confident and proud of everything you stand for, and when you need me to remind you how far you've come and that there's no limit to how far you can go. I love you now and forever, come what may, just as you are. I am forever amazed at anyone who says there is no God in heaven. Every night the Lord hands us an amazing masterpiece called the night sky. It's dotted with winking stars, glimmering planets, dark clouds moving silently and ominously across the sky, declaring the glory of the Lord. A testimony of not only his existence, but a testimony to us, the object of his affection. Anywhere on earth, we can stare upward into the night sky and see the evidence. I think our personal agendas, bitterness, disappointment, broken promises, and crumbled dreams cloud our view, but it doesn't detract from the evidence. When I was young, my dad pointed to a deer standing in the edge of the woods. He told me it was there, and I believed him. No matter how long my eyes searched those woods, though, I could not see the deer. The longer I looked without seeing, the less I believed what I was told was true. In my sheer arrogance, believing only my eyes, I declared there was no deer there and that he was playing a joke on me. As the last words left my lips, the deer walked off, and I saw. Just because we don't see the Lord in our lives doesn't mean he isn't there. And because nothing has changed with our situation yet doesn't mean God isn't working behind the scenes. Sometimes we need to just wait, put a pin in it, so to speak, maybe even unplug from the roar in our heads, look up and listen to the voice of God which comes on the whisper of the wind in the treetops, proclaiming the wonder of the night sky.